Greetings. My name is Clinton Hubbard, Jr., and I'm the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church, Tuscaloosa. Our scripture today is Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 16 through 34, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. One day, when we were on the way to the place for prayer, we met a slave woman. She had a spirit that enabled her to predict the future. She made a lot of money for her owners through fortune telling. She began following Paul and us, shouting, "These people are servants of the Most High God. They are proclaiming a way of salvation to you." She did this for many days. This annoyed Paul so much that he finally turned and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave her." It left her at that very moment. Her owners realized that their hope for making money was gone. They grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the officials in the city center. When her owners approached the legal authorities, they said, "These people are causing an uproar in our city. They are Jews who promote customs that we Romans can't accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attacks against Paul and Silas. So the authorities ordered that they be stripped of their clothes and beaten with a rod. When Paul and Silas had been severely beaten, the authorities threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to secure them with great care. When he received these instructions, he threw them into the innermost cell and secured their feet in stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. All at once, there was such a violent earthquake that it shook the prison's foundations. The doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer awoke and saw the open doors of the prison, he thought the prisoners had escaped. So he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul shouted loudly, "Don't harm yourself. We're all here." The jailer called for some lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He led them outside and asked, "Honorable masters, what must I do to be rescued?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your entire household." They spoke the Lord's word to him and everyone else in his house. Right then, in the middle of the night, the jailer welcomed them and washed their wounds. He and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his home and gave them a meal. He was overjoyed because he and everyone in his household had come to believe in God. My brothers and sisters, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One day, as Paul and Silas are going to their place of prayer, they encounter a slave girl who is demon-possessed. She has an evil spirit of fortune-telling that enables her to predict the future. She makes a lot of money for her owners through her fortune-telling. She follows Paul and Silas for days, and this annoys them. Paul is so annoyed that he casts this evil spirit out of her. Her owners are furious because their money-making scheme is gone. They grab and drag Paul and Silas before the city officials. The city officials order Paul and Silas to be stripped of their clothes, beaten, and thrown into prison. Now the order is given to the jailer to keep them locked up. The jailer throws them into the inner dungeon, into a maximum security prison, and lock their feet secure in the stocks. The dungeon is dirty, stinking and rotten, cold and dark. Their backs are lacerated and bleeding. They cannot sit comfortably on the floor because their feet are locked in stocks. They cannot lie down in comfort on backs bruised and bleeding from their beating. It is midnight in the dark dungeon. Now, even though it is dark in the prison and appear to be hopeless, Paul and Silas do not lose heart. Whatever our situation is, we must not lose heart. We must not lose hope. As Christ followers, we can say like the hymn writer, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. It's midnight. At midnight in this dirty, stinking, and rotting, cold, and dark dungeon, jail, in what looks like a hopeless situation, Paul and Silas do two things. They sing and they pray. And after they sing and after they pray, notice something happened. There is power in singing and prayer. They draw us closer to God. They nourish and nurture our relationship with God. At midnight, while Paul and Silas sing and pray to God, something happens. A great earthquake shakes the prison, and every prisoner is set free from his handcuffs. The jailer jumps from his sleep and is shocked to find the prison doors open. So he concludes that all the prisoners have escaped. The jailer is responsible for the prisoners. You see, Romans had no mercy on a jailer who let his prisoners escape. And having a prisoner escape results in shame and leads to the death of the prison guard. It makes no difference if the escape is because of circumstances beyond the jailer's control. He is still responsible for his prisoners. A Roman thought it more honorable to kill yourself than to be executed. Therefore, the jailer is ready to commit suicide. But Paul intervenes and assures the jailer that all the prisoners are still there. When all the prisoners choose to remain in prison instead of escaping, it dawns on this jailer that he is witnessing the work of the power of God. What he witnesses is what he wants. What he witnesses is what he wants. St. Augustine said, God has made us for himself, and our heart is restless until it rests in him. The jailer then makes a personal decision to become a Christ follower, to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And this is our mission as followers of Jesus Christ, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of our world. My brothers and sisters, our prayer today is that as we sing and as we pray to God, we will not only nurture our relationship with God, but we will lead others in a relationship with God. And since no situation is hopeless before God, let's share the message of hope with others as we make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of our churches, our communities, and our world. What the jailer witnesses is what he wants. Ever-present God, we give thanks to you for being with us always. In our hopeless moments, let our hope in you be our encouragement and guide. Give us a song. Give us a prayer so we may draw closer to you in every moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.